Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Afternoons with OMF right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
I have a son. If he was old enough to play college football and if he was on a team, I wouldn't let him play, because here's the thing that I would ask, and here's the statement I've been saying for months. How can it be safe for me to send my 17 to 20-year-old son on the field, but you can't have fans in the stands? How can it be safe for me to send my 17 to 20-year-old kid to college, but you can't have kids that go to class and sit in these seats? See, at some point, this has become selfish for everyone else, and we want to make decisions when we're not the one that's taking all the risk.
All right, it's Booker McFarland, formerly of Monday Night Football, now assorted ESPN shows. It's OMF, no Ordway. He is on vacation this week. The big boys are still here. And it's weird because as a football guy, I thought Booger would be fighting for football. He sounds there like he's thinking COVID is going to shut down everything. And he is putting the fan argument into it. He's all over the place when I hear him. But I don't have a kid in college. You do.
Oh, my God. So, I do.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, my God. He plays football.
Wow.
In the Pac-12. Oh, my God. So I am completely – I have the different approach to this. I want his ass to stay there. I mean, I want him to stay.
Just because you don't want kids in your house?
No.
You think it's been part of it?
When you think about what is provided to these kids, it really is remarkable. Food, healthcare, education, I mean, protocol, structure, discipline, everything is lined. There is not a free moment for these kids to do anything. They're lifting, they're practicing, they're studying. I mean, there really isn't a lot of downtime. There's no need for food. Everything is provided to them. If you're fat, they teach you how to get skinny. If you're skinny, they teach you how to gain weight. If you're hurt, they help you get better. And then their protocol is remarkable. Now, some schools, you know, have done a bad job on it, and I blame that on the coach. And other schools, they do an excellent job of creating the right environment with the right protocol and the right message to make sure that they stay safe. They need to stay in college. They can play games. I'm going to throw some stats at you because we mentioned Michigan. And because Jim Harbaugh, the coach of the University of Michigan, sent out this whole, like, protocol letter about how we want to coach and we want to play. And he just gives some of the stats of what his team has been through. I'm going to read three of the bullet points. So the Michigan football program has had 11 positive tests out of 893 administered, including three upon initial return to campus. Said we have had two positive tests out of the last 417 administered. We have had zero positive tests out of the last 353 administered. And he's also had zero positive tests among coaches and staff over the entire 8 weeks of testing.
Good numbers.
I just feel like it is like we're making this harder than it is. And I get what the presidents are doing. As soon as you hear lawsuit.
Yeah, liability.
Liability.
Well, how about this? Kid dies. That phrase.
I mean, forget about kid dies. Forget about, you know, long-term effects. As soon as when long-term effects came into play and you're dealing with, you know, little Billy's mama, or little Billy's mama and daddy, who are pissed off that they agreed to send their son there, then he got sick. Now you're liable and you're responsible for him. Like that, they're scared of that. They're scared, you know what, of that, because they don't want to give up $5 million out of their athletic budget because they decided just to play football.
And these guys, coaches, all stepping up. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, we've been practicing. We've had all of our kids here, and these are the numbers we're telling you. Like, they're not into getting infected by this. So they're looking at it saying, you know, and that's part of it too. It's like, why not try to do it, right? See what baseball's doing right now. They're trying to play. Now they got the Cardinals who've played 5 games this year. The team's played 17. But they're trying to play through this thing. And they're taking precautions when need be. But it's like, if you just don't try, there are so many different things that are going to happen because there's no college football in these universities. We mentioned it before. You just give up on a college football season financially, what it does to a university. Now, it's not like, oh, here we go. You're going to risk lives just because of money for the university. No, they're going to actually try to play this thing safely because a lot of schools are 3 or 4 weeks into practice, and so far they are. So why not continue to at least try? Because you take out a football program at some of these universities, guess who feels the effects of that? Every other sport in your school.
Because they're all funded by football.
You are a scholarship athlete at UConn. Right? Now, football, that's a bad example because they don't make
it. They don't really have a football team.
But a major university.
And they're independent.
And they're sitting there saying, okay, you know what? Maybe the baseball team's not fully funded anymore.
Yeah.
Or the swimming team. Or the track team. Or the volleyball team. Or the soccer team. We can't fully fund it anymore because we just lost millions and millions and millions because we didn't even try. Now, if it happens and they try and there is, you start seeing these positive rates going up at universities, then okay, you want to pull the plug, pull the plug. But I just think you should try. Just like all these sports teams right now, professionals are trying.
And wait, I saw Wiggy during the crossover, and he's again blaming UConn for starting all this. Well, UConn was independent, like you said. Their schedule got decimated, Christian. Like they had no teams left to play, they were going to lose money this year. So they had a reason not to play.
Ivy League, same way.
The conferences do. Like the Big Ten, and you're talking about Jim Harbaugh coming out today. Scott Frost, the coach at Nebraska, said if you're going to play, he was asked today on the phone a couple minutes ago, are they going to play if the Big Ten cancels? We want to play a Big Ten schedule, he said. We're prepared to look for other options. Ryan Day in the last couple minutes said, we are fighting for our kids. This thing is not over. These Big Ten coaches are trying to now pressure these universities to reverse course. And what they're saying without saying it is, hey, if you guys cancel, we're playing anyway. Like, you're not going to stop me from taking my football team. We're going to make sure everyone knows we tried to play in the SEC or college football league. And they're going to make it very hard for the Big Ten to make this announcement
tomorrow. To me, I go back to April, right? Well, you had Adam Schefter saying there's carnage in the streets. The NFL shouldn't have an NFL draft.
Yeah.
I can't have a draft. But you know what? They did. They had an NFL draft.
Yeah.
And nobody died.
Unbelievable.
And then it was, how the hell can you have free agency? And they had free agency.
Optics of it. They're making money.
You can't take physicals, Christian. You can't travel.
You had guys like Kevin Paul DuPont. Just call the NHL season now. This is ridiculous. So you know what? Here they are. They're now in the playoffs. They're in their bubble.
They have zero tests of 17,000.
NBA, it's same thing. How many people sat there and said, this is ridiculous that they're playing basketball and hockey. They shouldn't be doing this thing. And even baseball right now, they shouldn't be doing this, but, they're going to get through it. And I think, I don't know how many people are, overly concerned about hockey. They're doing a great job. NBA's doing a great job. MLB's had a couple teams that's some issues, but they're playing it. So I haven't read Kevin Paul DuPont recently. I actually read his article today. He didn't mention anything about why are we playing this sport right now.
He's
actually
talking
about the games.
He's a day away from tweeting
about
how great
the league is. So if we listened to all these people, there would have been no draft. There would have been no free agency. There would be no hockey right now. There would be no basketball right now. There would be no baseball right now. So just like there's going to be no college football without trying like these other sports have gone about doing. Just try it.
Well, you tell me.
I don't understand it.
Christian, you mentioned that all these kids are basically, their hand is held through this. What happens to these kids if there is no football? Like how much less structure do they have, and would you be concerned about the impact there without football?
So you're already having abbreviated class load. It's abbreviated. Maybe
are they going to
week.
Class or is it?
Sometimes you will, sometimes you won't. Okay, but now you have nothing on the weekends. You have no practice. You're just lifting weights. You tell me, if you're 19 to 20, aren't you kind of looking for trouble? I'm so bored, I have to create some sort of entertainment. Good luck. Coaches are gone. Nobody's monitoring you. There's no training table. There's no study hall. There's no practice at night. You're staying up. I mean, it's just insane.
Chaos.
And that's what I think it will be. I think it will be flat out chaos. I think you'll have more positive cases if you don't play and if you didn't. That is my true assessment of what I think is going on. But you mentioned the NHL. What was it? 18,514 tests in the past 3 weeks. No positives.
Crazy.
And I would say that college campuses are basically a bubble-type environment, just like the NHL. Call them hub cities. It's less of a bubble like the NBA, but it's more of a hub city, regardless of where you go to school. Madison, Wisconsin, you name it. Lincoln, Nebraska. I mean, schools like that are in the middle of nowhere. Now, UCLA, USC in the middle of the city. University of Washington, you know, BC, they're in the middle of the city. You know, you go to Jacksonville, you want to go see some of these schools like Florida, Florida State, Florida. Go to Tallahassee and tell me what the hell is around there. Auburn, Alabama. It just, to me, they're doing themselves a disservice. But I do think it's so political, though. That's the biggest problem.
Oh, on college campuses? Even who are the presidents of college campuses?
Even look at the writers.
What's their political affiliation?
The people who write for college football. Writers in the beginning who were anti-college football are now beating the drum more than ever. And I would say if you really want to put your, put your money where your mouth is, I'll ask you guys, if you're the president of a university, regardless of what state you're in, you ultimately have to make the decision. It's not the athletic director. It's the president of the university. Maybe it's the board of regents, the board of trustees, depending on what school you go to. Are you wagering? Are you betting your career, your job on this decision? Because ultimately, that's what you have to do. Because it backfires on you, you're getting fired. So okay. What are you doing?
What's the worst case scenario? So if you don't play, you lose, like Lou said, a lot of money. You may have to defund other sports teams. Your university loses a lot of TV and a lot of football revenue that you're not going to get back. If you do play, I guess the worst case is you have a play or die. So are they having that conversation right now? Are they saying, is it worth trying to play? If that happens on our watch, what happens to our university?
Well,
are we aware of that forever?
How many deaths are acceptable to you? Like that whole, like, you know, try to end the discussion comment, right? Whenever you talk about anything returning, how many deaths are okay with you? You know, and I would say, well, okay, you watching hockey? I mean, I don't know. They have nothing going on yet. You know, NBA, nothing going on yet. You know, but so it's, you know, I don't know. Somebody could come down with it. You know, so it's just that argument. I get it. You want to make sure it's safe. But if these schools have been practicing for 3 or 4 weeks and they don't have any positive tests, I'd say I would pat them on the back. And I would say, you're doing a great job. Because you're right. If these kids weren't at practice for the last 4 weeks, you think, and these kids were at home, do you think they'd have zero positives? If they were just at home?
No,
based on this state where the outbreaks.
They go back to Florida? They go back to their home in Texas? Well, they go back to their home in whatever?
Let's use Massachusetts. The outbreaks have not happened at gyms. It hasn't happened at movie theaters or restaurants. It's happened because of parties. It's happened because of social gatherings where people drop their
swap and spit.
Yeah, they're probably spin the bottle. It's been a big, big impact on all this stuff.
What's the one where you go in the closet and you don't come out?
30 seconds of something?
30 seconds of 30 heaven?
30 seconds of heaven.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Let's do that
Tyler
one.
Played that this weekend.
That's a big game for me.
So, like, is that going to happen on a college campus or, like you said, back home while football? I think it's more likely to happen if they're not playing football than if they are. I think you have a better chance of getting the college football players to actually stay away from those situations. And it's going to be tough anyway because they're college kids. You want to be part of the social scene. If you're playing, then you're not.
They test them almost every single day. If they go home,
every
they're
day?
Not.
Wow.
Almost every other day, depending on where you're at, how much money you have, it's ridiculous the amount of testing. And you can't go into the facility, period. I couldn't go in. Nobody's allowed in. It's like an island. So only people, it's similar to the NFL. And so when my son went out there, they moved him into this one, student housing. There was four rooms, but only two kids were allowed in a four-bedroom apartment. And they brought them food. Now they moved into the dorm where the football team, the freshman and sophomore, took over the first two levels of this dorm with a room separating the other room. So when I sit there and think about, you're making it harder. They're completely regulating and creating their own hub city. And that to me, so what would a president do? I would say we're playing and I would just monitor the hell out of it. And I would speak to the team. I'd say, blah, 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 whatever. And as soon as I felt like we were turning into the Marlins or to the Cardinals, I would shut it down immediately and say, you miss a game.
But you know what? You try.
But we'll play in 3 weeks. No, but I wouldn't shut the season. I'd say, we're shutting down practices, lifting.
Have your protocol.
And then we're going to ramp up again.
Stay healthy and help flatten the curve.
No, I agree.
Thanks, Ed.
And it's because of, it does, unfortunately, some people, the economy and the finances do play a role. I mean, there's a lot of professors that are going to be out of jobs. There's going to be people that work for the university that are going to be out of the jobs. there's going to be kids whose scholarships are pulled because there's no money. Like, it's just, that is the reality. Yeah. And I get it. People are like, oh, death's death. We all understand it. We don't want anyone to die. But if they're trying it and it's working so far, I think it's important for them to keep moving forward.
All right, we'll talk about this with you guys. 617-779-7937, the phone number. You guys sound like you're holding out hope. I hope it happens. There's some great reasons for it to happen.
Do you think it's college football on a whole is Dunsky?
I think they are Dunsky.
Every single conference is
Dunsky. I'm not rooting
Dunsky.
For it, but I think it's too many options.
SEC, Big 12, Big 10, Power 5 schools.
I do not think we'll have college football this year.
SEC is playing.
As we normally have it.
ACC is playing, too.
Ooh.
And Notre Dame is playing.
Ooh.
They're part of the ACC now.
No, but they're in. Well, I mean, that's what I mean. But they are playing.
What about the Pac-12?
No, I told you California would ruin it. Well, the West Coast, the whole entire West Coast is ruining for everybody.
All right. Well, I'm curious if the fans out there believe in Christian Fourier and Lou that they'll play some college football this year. I want it to happen. I don't think it's going to happen. Meanwhile, if it doesn't happen, it's actually a good thing for the NFL. I'll explain coming up after a trending OMF rolls on.
Monday night, weeknight 6 to 10. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now with Tyler, of course. We could all use a little extra money. Find Mass Money is a free service of the state's Treasury Office. Over $3 billion worth of unclaimed property. Find yours at findmassmoney.com. Go ahead, Tyler.
Hello, Mike. Good tease,
hello,
by the way.
Hello.
The Detroit Thanks, Free Press buddy. Is now reporting the Big Ten has canceled its football season, but a Big Ten football spokesman says no vote has been taken just yet. The Free Press adds the presidents are unanimous in canceling the season with a formal announcement expected tomorrow afternoon. Dan Patrick is reporting the Pac-12 will also cancel their football season tomorrow. ESPN's Paul Feinbaum reports the SEC all going to continue playing in 2020. Louisville head coach Scott Satterfield said this morning he was told the ACC is moving forward no matter what the other conferences are doing.
I'm telling you, these other conferences are going to regret this decision. They are going to regret it. They're going to be sitting back watching the ACC and the SEC and Notre Dame completely dominate and control. They should have a football game every single day. Every night there should be a game. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
The MAC did cancel, so that Tuesday, Wednesday night is wide open right now. Open
and who doesn't want Tuesdays. Football on a Tuesday?
Every night.
Actually, me.
I'd like to air it. We can air it here during Mud at Night. Every night. Football every night. Yeah. Let's go.
This is a good thing for BC football. If the ACC plays, we're actually going to watch and pay attention to BC football.
I agree.
Take a bow!
It's the Red Sox and Rays begin the first of four tonight at Fenway. Coverage starts at 6:30 in the Shaw's and Star Market, WEI Red Sox Radio Network. A 7:30 first pitch with Joe and Will Fleming. The Red Sox will use an opener tonight, Lou, with Ryan Brazier on the mound.
Jeez, as long as they don't put any lefties in there in the first inning.
How the mighty have fallen. Ryan Brazier now opening for the Boston Red Sox.
Head tilt. Jesus.
A Red Sox roster note, Brian Johnson has returned to his home in Florida, and his 2020 Red Sox season is over before it even began. Tuukka Rask and Brad Marchand, the only Bruins missing from practice today, but they are both, quote, unfit to participate. But Bruce Cassidy said he expects both those guys on the ice for tomorrow, game one against the Carolina Hurricanes. Celtics off until tomorrow night when they meet the Memphis Grizzlies. And the Mets announced that right-handed starter Marcus Stroman has opted out of the 2020 MLB season. I'm Tyler Devitt, and that's what's trending on WEI and WEI.com.
Well, what's on deck this season? How about a beautiful new deck and rail system from TimberTech at CCL Homescapes in Abington? You'll see a huge selection of TimberTech products. TimberTech decks are a low-maintenance alternative to wood. Let the experts at CCL help you enjoy life from your new deck. CCLco.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The NFL should come to the players now and say, look, we are never getting through 17 games in the middle of a pandemic, given spread rates and everything. Look what's happening in baseball. Here's what we can do. You guys are going to be AFC and NFC bubbles, close to each other. Multiple bubbles for each conference. Say two bubbles for each conference, right? 8-week season. You're going to have to be away from your family for 10 weeks or 9 weeks. That's how it's going to be. Your salaries will be prorated according to an 8-game season. You have to be in the bubble. This is not optional. If the NFL proposes something like that, they at least have a chance to crown a champion in this upcoming season.
Well, I think we're overthinking it here.
Say it to us. Say it to me.
Play the season. The season like baseball is doing. And when these issues pop up, those players don't play that week. You put that team aside.
Have a plan.
And you don't freak out every time something happens. And I've heard it on this show with Glenn and Dale and many others, not the only two. But when baseball has a little hiccup, like, oh, that's it. Shut it down. What an embarrassment. No, you're playing in a pandemic. These things are going to happen. We don't need bubbles. Fight through the season and know that it's not going to be perfect. What am I missing?
Optics, man.
What am I missing?
It would be like the NFL, you know, I don't know if you can do, I mean, week 8, you know, you got team 6-2 and you got one team that's played 2 games. You know, there's no doubleheaders to make it up. Like in baseball, the Cardinals can't make these things up. So they finished with 54 games. Okay, whatever. And I said this before, like if competitive balance is what you're looking for in sports, then don't watch. Because there's no competitive balance. It's all, everything's absolute chaos. You know, you're in bubbles or you're, you know, you don't have your full roster or this team's not even playing. You got a whole week off. Then you come back and play after taking a week off. But the NFL would, you know, they have to put a plan together because I don't know what you do if you got a team that misses 2 games.
You have to make it up on the back end. I mean, yeah. You're not playing double headers. Well, that's what they built in the opportunity to get rid of some of these games, right? So you say you miss games. Divisional games you have to make up. Conference games you make up. The non-conference, when you play the NFC West or whatever it is, those can go away. They built the schedule this year to get rid of those games if they have to. So
I'm just talking about week 5, Pats, Jets, all of a sudden,
okay, well, that's a divisional game you got to make up at the end of the year. There's probably going to be an extra week. My guess is they have a week at the end of the year. They have already built in the bye week, which they can move around than that before. And they can have an extra week there at the end. They're trying to push the thing back as far as possible. They want a Super Bowl on President's Day or whatever that holiday is in February. So, yeah, I think there'll be some made-up games in the NFL if it comes to that.
See, I would just say that just...
But I also don't know if it's going to come to get that bad.
Speaking of my own life, as far as what I have given up to make sure I can stay at work, knock on wood, I don't go anywhere. I'm not traveling anywhere. Like, if I go out to dinner, mask is on. I'm not sitting by anybody anyways because I'm not allowed to. But there's no clubbing. There's no, you know, bar hopping. That doesn't exist. And I can't, even if I wanted to go to a concert... I can't. So any of the those extracurricular kind of activities that I would want to do in a normal, I can't do because they've removed that opportunity from me.
You ready to start
so what is the difference? What would be the, honestly, God, so people think of football players as like, you know, different. No, they go to work in the morning and they go home. Like, so how would you not be able to regulate that? I mean, I'm asking you a question. It's not a rhetorical question. You think they cannot regulate that?
Baseball is doing it like 95% right now. They've had 2 major outbreaks. The Marlins, which we believe were not going out for coffee or milk. They screwed around in Miami. Right. And the Cardinals went to a casino. And then they didn't handle it well. So those two teams out of the whole league are having issues. The Phillies never got a positive test after playing the Marlins.
Yeah, all weekend long.
I agree with you. I don't know why you have to develop a bubble when it's pretty clear if you fight through this stuff, you can do it.
They even had the incident with the Indians where the kid police act. They're out in Chicago playing the White Sox. He pitched and went out to a bar or something with his friends.
Idiot.
And they sent him home. Next morning, they said, you go home. You know, you don't come to the ballpark for whatever it is. I'm sure he might come back every fifth day, you know, because he just pitched. So they might somehow find a way to get his ass back in five games from now. But they just sent him home and say, stay the hell away from everybody and get tested every single day for the next 3 or 4 days because you went out.
Can you imagine, Lou, Mutt, like the guy? So I know Bill, I'm sure, is, you know, putting down some protocol. Maybe it's the old BYU honor code. I'm not going to drink, smoke, or have sex until I get married. That's why everybody gets married when they're 21 in Utah. Can you imagine the first guy that kind of gets called out for doing something that he's not supposed to be doing? Holy cow. You think it was bad if you jumped off sides and you were in one of those Monday meetings or you dropped the pass or you went the wrong way? You gapped left when you were supposed to be gapping right? Can you imagine if he gives all these rules and he says he asks these guys to be disciplined and here comes a bunch of dudes that get caught on tape either somewhere around town, at a casino, at some party? Can you imagine what that's going to be like if you're a New England Patriot football player?
No, I think, hell no,
do I want that.
It's hard because of the number of players involved. That's all. Like controlling 53 guys and, 16 guys on a practice squad. So let's just call it 70 players. Having everybody, you know, not go out there and do something. Because I do think that baseball, you know, is more like football, right? They're not in a bubble. So they were naive to think at the beginning of the year. Do you remember opening day when Juan Soto had a positive test? The morning of opening day, remember what they did? They pulled him off the team. They said, you can't play. So they thought they could just continue to do that. And then what they found out was, no, because the Marlins had one on Friday. Then they had three on Sunday. We let them play, and then it turned into 18. You know, the Cardinals only had a couple guys, and then it turned into 8. So it's like this thought that, football, I think, is going to have the same issues that on Friday or Saturday, you know, one player, two players get positive. This idea, which was a great idea, and I still, maybe they could still do it. I don't know. Just pull that player off the field and put it in a practice squad and go play football.
Yeah, and I don't think it's
that simple anymore.
Controlling a bunch of adults, like, you know, grown men and maybe 50 of them, you call it 50-ish, you know, depending on what the roster's going to end up being, as opposed to controlling over 100 sometimes, college-age kids. It's a little bit different. I think the NFL has a great opportunity of playing in every single game without a bunch of guys missing. I personally believe that because it's going to be served up as, you know, hey, you're responsible for the guy next to you, and you're responsible for that guy.
I got to be honest with you. I think it's going to be a lot harder than you think. A lot harder than you think.
But I'm more confident in the NFL doing it than college because there's too much money involved. The NFL doesn't have to worry quite as much about the college kids and all these campuses. But this is actually good. If the college football ends up completely being shut down, I think it's good for the NFL because what they're going to do, and Mike Freeman reported today, they're going to play games on Saturdays. They might play games on Friday. They're going to have so many games in front of people. They're going to make up all this revenue we talked about. And the league is going to get more exposure than ever. Because college football is not going to play. It's going to be a huge benefit for the pro product.
Yeah.
For those Saturday triple headers. They're suggesting noon, 4, 8 o'clock every Saturday. And then the full slate on Sunday. Can you imagine that full weekend of football for 4 months? I mean, that's the dream they've always wanted. They worried about college football. They protected high school football. And now they get it. It's actually a good thing, I think, if there's no college football for the NFL.
But all I'm just saying is that I think football is going to be difficult. I'm not saying they shouldn't try and move forward because they obviously are. But as you guys, I mean, how many times have we seen, you know, so-and-so's held out of practice for a couple of days because he doesn't feel good? Just before this year happened, COVID happened. How many times have you seen that? Flu-like. You know, he's got a little flu. It's going through our locker room. So he's going to miss Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday of workouts, you know, but he's back on the field Saturday. So he looks pretty good because he was sick. Can you imagine what that's going to be like in December? Can you imagine what that's going to be like in November, December, when, you know, you got a player that really does have a runny nose and a headache and a cough or just has a fever? You imagine what that's going to be like come November?
Because people care more about football than baseball. People have joked about the Cardinals and Marlins.
Yeah.
People love football so much that they'll react more to this than they will Major League Baseball.
But, you know, when you're in November and December, guys aren't going to go to the field, you know, not feeling 100%.
So you want the bubble?
No, but I'm just saying, like, what's the reaction going to be? It's not going to be, hey, so-and-so's out for practice. We think he's got the flu. It's going to be like, we're going to shut down the whole week of practice. We're no longer allowed to practice. because we're waiting for this test to come back.
Yeah, but yeah, I know, but it's still, it's such a difference. Like when people start comparing, you cannot compare college football and the NFL.
Oh, I agree with that.
It's impossible. It's impossible. One is ruled by a bunch of billionaires who are hell-bent on never losing any money. The other one's, you know, really controlled by boosters, board of trustees, presidents, athletic directors, and parents. And parents.
And optics.
Optics rule college football. Number one.
More than the NFL, because there's kids involved, there's parents involved. We'll discuss with you guys at 617-779-7937. And quite possibly the biggest story of the Red Sox season that has gone way, way, way under the radar, given what's gone on with this team. Get to that as well. OMF, no Ordway here on WEEI.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, OMF, no Ordway, Mutt, Lou, and Christian. Discussing the NFL and the impact potentially of no college football at 617-779-7937. The last couple of hours have been pretty wild with all these NFL or college coaches, college players, led by Trevor Lawrence this morning. Hashtag, what was the hashtag? We want to play? It's not let us play. It's not let us bet, which is the Mutt at Night hashtag.
We want to play.
We want to play.
Coaches want to coach.
Scott Frost coming out and talking about this afternoon. Harbaugh this morning. There is a big push right now. And how about Jake Beckett, the former Patriot, first lieutenant in the Army?
Ooh, I like this one.
101st Airborne Division tweeted out, canceling the college football season would be an epic mistake. Leftist university presidents and panicked bureaucrats hate sports to begin with, and they're using this pretext to wreck athletics on campus. Politicians, ADs, coaches, and players must stand up. It's the politics, boys.
It is.
That's affecting us
right
now.
I couldn't have said it better myself. When I saw that, I was like, wow, good for you. Good for you. He's right. He's right. I mean, it was funny because there was this huge push over the weekend, right? Doom and gloom. Henny Penny, the sky is falling. Football's over. Football's over. I talked to a source. I hear him. They're telling me that it's all but Dunsky. Sure enough. It's like this important, impromptu, emergency meeting by all the commissioners. Going to get on a conference call. Find out today, later on today, that the call was planned weeks ago. That they talk almost every day, yet it was served up to us that, oh my God, it's all coming to an end. It's so bad they had to call an emergency meeting to shut the doors and just call it quits. That wasn't the case. So sure enough, the players figure out, holy crap. This may really happen. We better step in and try and save this thing. So all the stars, captains in Ohio State, Trevor Lawrence, the face of college football, has come out and saying, no, 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 no. We want to play. We don't feel like we're being exploited. We actually love the opportunity. We love the challenge. We want to play.
No.
This is not what's good. And then someone comes in and says, this isn't what's good for you.
Yeah, but do you think they have any pull? Like, these players and these coaches can say whatever they want. But do you think they have any pull? Like, Trevor Lawrence and the best college football players in the country sit there and say, we want to play. Oh,
I changed my mind.
Oh, you know what? If you want to play, then yeah, okay. You know what? Screw it. Well, college football's back on.
Yeah.
Well, I think the coaches have some pull. And Scott Frost is basically threatening today when he's asked about the Big Ten. Well, we want to play in the Big Ten. We'll pursue other options. Like, basically, we're going to take our team, and you're not going to tell us what we can do. My AD wants us to play. You can tell the Big Ten we're not out of a league schedule, but we're going to go find a place to play this year. I give enough coaches and ADs say that in the Big Ten. Then maybe they'll decide to, if not, say we're not canceling, at least wait. Because it's way too early to try to do it. And if you're fearful, your big franchises, Lou, and I'll call them franchises, are going to go elsewhere and play football, not under your Big Ten umbrella. that might scare you into making a different decision. Yes, I think they have some pull.
Well, it's he actually also talked about how, and of course, you know, they want to find a way to play football safely, and they feel like they are. They're already 3 or 4 weeks into camp. He also noted that the University of Nebraska will lose $100 million, the university. And he's just like, we won't be able to pay for anything. You know, so it's, and it's not like, oh, the mighty dollar. Yeah, put everyone's life at risk. No, no, they feel like they have it under control. As you mentioned, Christian, a lot of universities are testing these kids every other day. They're not getting any positives. And they're like, listen, we've been practicing for 3 or 4 weeks. Like, we can do this.
I believe.
You know, all these people in the university that don't want football. Because, you know, Jake Beckett, listen, we all know we've been in colleges. We've seen that before. We've had professors that, like, hate you because you're an athlete. You know what I mean? We have people that just hate you because you're an athlete. I understand that.
Yeah, I know all about that.
You know all about that.
Tell us your stories.
Yeah. So, I mean, it was like just schools. Back like even baseball. It's the reason why baseball's not at Providence. My freshman year when I went in there, they wanted that field. The university wanted that field. They want to put the priory there, you know, to put all the Dominican friars in and build a bigger priory. So, it's like they just, some people just don't want sports. But what we need to realize is, no football, you got what you wish, you're fired. You're laid off because we can't pay everybody.
Well, you
lost $100 million.
You mentioned the other sports, and we call those the non-revenue generating college sports. 95% of the sports in college football are non-revenue generating sports. Like 95%.
And they're all gone.
And all of those, that 95%, they're all financed from the two sports, college football and basketball, right. Realistically.
And guess what we didn't have this March?
March Madness.
All that revenue gone.
Yeah. So
they've already missed their biggest, their second biggest piece of the pie in the NCAA tournament 4 months ago.
And not to get all Dr. Phil on you, but there is some unintended consequences with not having, and I'm not even kidding, because I believe that college kids, that just that age group, I think they need stimulation. They need activity. They need to just be moving and have something to look forward to. I think you're going to have issues with substance abuse. I think a lot of guys are going to be drinking, smoking pot, you name it. I'm bored. Well, let's get drunk. All right. Well, let's get drunk too. I'm down with that also.
Well, not only are we bored, we can't go anywhere. We can't do anything.
I think there's going to, and to that, it's, I think there's going to be some sort of mental health issues. I do think guys will be losing their crap. And not to mention the lost opportunity that a lot of these guys are going to have, you know, in the future. It's a small percentage, but it's still impactful. I just think this is a mistake. I truly believe it's going to be a mistake. But I do think that most of these schools, if the president of the university sits on the perch of one is too many, one death is too many, then it doesn't matter. I don't care who you are, Scott Frost, Nebraska, Jim Harbaugh, Michigan. I don't care who you are. They just won't do it.
It does if you think your program might go play somewhere else without the Big Ten logo on it and just go play somewhere and go rogue.
Because I think it's, what if it's they every go man through? For himself.
Because what if they go through
this
season?
Oh, yeah, wait, sorry. We're all in this together. Sorry.
We're all in this together.
So that's what I'm playing.
So you think that your idea is the SEC and the ACC play, and eventually what happens is everyone else who canceled looks bad for doing so. Well, what if you are the Big Ten and you canceled and your couple big franchises leave and they make it through the entire year and you're okay? How bad do you look then? You cancel the Big Ten. One of your schools left to go play in, I don't know what, an expanded SEC or whatever we're going to call this thing, and they get through the entire year. That's a bad look, too.
I think that's going to happen. I think there is some, you know, they're trying to create this unity. They're all trying to be on the same page. But my bottom line, I know, is different than your bottom line. What I'm required and what I need is different than you. You're Ohio State. You're never going to go out. You're never going to lose money. You have 120,000 people at your damn games. That's not going to happen. The smaller schools, I think you need to just go rogue. Hey, listen, it was great that we all tried to be on the same page, but let's everybody do what's best for them.
Yeah, and was it ESPN had a survey, I think it was back in, was it May, Tyler? Right,
yes.
May, where they estimated no college football season, there'll be a lost revenue of $4 billion.
Easily.
So it's average 62 per. Like we were saying, Nebraska says 100, right? These other big universities are probably like that as well, right? Michigan State, Ohio State, they might be over 100. Texas, you know, LSU, whatever, Alabama. Now, others maybe a little bit less. But to think that there isn't an economic impact in that. And again, you know, I know there's plenty of people out there that hear what they want to hear. And it's not like risking people's lives. If you can try and do it safely, which as of right now they are, then I think you probably should give this thing a shot. I mean, you should play college football
games. They should
play
until they can't.
Yes.
Well, and I
just like we're doing with every sport right now.
What we're doing here at work.
That's what everybody is doing.
Three people in studio.
You know, my kid's playing baseball right now. Youth baseball until he can't. You know, until they shut that down. But they're still like, well, you know what? You shouldn't be doing this because, you know, it just doesn't make any sense. But they are. And that's kind of where they should be.
Yeah,
play it.
And it's a situation where you say people are talking about death. They're talking about pointing to the idea of lose one life. I do think a lot of that, Lou, is very politically motivated because they can say that as their way of saying without bringing up, well, politically, I actually don't want this stuff to happen because it makes the president look bad.
I think that's a big part of it. Tyler, read me that text again, that tweet, because I feel like this is why teams are going to leave and go out on their own. Give me the tweet from the Oregon State.
Yeah, the athletic director at Oregon State, Scott Barnes, said anywhere from 75 to 85% of all revenues to our departments are derived directly or indirectly from college football.
Okay, so in Oregon State has been a model program.
What was the
There's
number?
A big write-up.
75 to 85.
There's been a big write-up, I think, in USA Today how well Oregon State has been doing. Okay, yeah, they're in Corvallis and there's not a lot going out there. But the fact is they knew that they needed the revenue so badly that they had to set a good example. So no positives. They're killing it. That's a team that will go out and play games on their own. Why should we suffer, Oregon State, because you, USC, UCLA, just naming them, can't keep your players in check? Why should we have to fund our programs? We have to pay our teachers.
A school, a whole university.
We can't do it. Sorry, we have no choice. So we're going to make sure everybody knows what we're doing, how important it is. And I hate to put this burden on the players. If I'm the president, I'm going in to talk to the college football players and say, listen, I hate to put another burden on you, but we're all relying on you to stay healthy.
Is this pie in the sky that you could sell the players on this, Christian? Look, only a couple leagues play. Let's say you're right, that it's the SEC and the ACC plus some other schools. Guys, no one else is playing. Your draft stock, you have a chance to do something that, you know, most of the guys around football can't do this year's play. So we need you to stay healthy and stay focused on the protocols, because the more you play, the more tape you put out there. In a year where the guys you're going up against in the draft won't be seen, you'll be seen all year long. Well, isn't that a selling point for the players to stay in the straight and narrow?
Absolutely, because I think it was Trevor Lawrence. A lot of people reacted. One guy, I retweeted it, and someone's like, Trevor needs to play to get that big payday. I'm like, no. Trevor Lawrence doesn't need to play a damn down. Neither does Josh Fields. You know, or like the kid that I think who opted out down in Miami, Justin Fields. Yeah, but the kid, some great player in Miami's top 10 pick, he opted out, defensive player. So there's a handful of guys that probably don't. Where do you think Kyle Duggar would have been drafted this year if there was no season, no Senior Bowl? Where do you think Kyle Duggar would have been drafted? Like this idea that these kids don't need to play to set up their future, or that all of them, you know, are just like, oh, being taken advantage of. You know, even though they have given $250,000 worth of education, like they were all taken advantage
of.
Now, there is a few superstars, like a Trevor Lawrence, who is the face of Clemson football. I understand that. Or Tua, I understand that. But there's a lot of guys that don't play in the NFL, that just have a college experience and received a full boat and can now move on and have a very nice life because they got a very nice education. So this whole idea that you're saying, Christian, exploited, right? These, all of them. Well, I would say, okay, this, maybe a dozen of them, you know, Heisman Trophy candidates that brought a lot of attention, but they're not getting benefited.
But they fixed that now with this whole, I forget what it's called. It's called name, image, and likeness. Like those guys, select few that you're talking about, they can make money.
Right. So there's like some guys that go that, again, Kyle Duggar. You think you would have been drafted where he was?
No shot.
Do you think Joe Burrow would have been the first pick if LSU never played football last year? It wasn't anything about Joe Burrow.
If there wasn't a season
actually.
Joe Burrow wouldn't have been number one
pick. He'd be an undrafted free agent. He'd be Tom Brady.
Joe Burrow was not very good at LSU last year. He jumped in the last four games or so. He wasn't very good.
That's the other side.
Pass would have drafted him in the fifth round.
Jarrett Stidham was projected to be a first-round pick. Stid was going to be a first-round pick. Then he played at Auburn that second year. Yeah. Guess what? He sucked, and he dropped to where the Patriots took him.
So a lot of kids play
both ways. But
as you said, if the SEC is sitting there saying, we're going to play football, now I guess kids can't transfer?
No.
Can the kids just sit there? Is it too late?
No, it's like
I need to play football. I need to play football because right now I'm projected maybe a late-round pick if drafted at all. I'm a good player. I think I can play well to the point where I'm drafting that first or second round. Third round. Who knows?
I'll talk out of my ass here for a second. Can you, as a player, could you sue?
And it's different than...
It isn't. But I hate asking questions they don't know the answer to.
You know what?
You're a lawyer off the air, so you help me out.
No, I'm a hockey insider off the air.
Could you sue your league or your school and say, you're affecting my chance to make a living in the NFL, I'm suing you for the right to transfer.
You know what? I was just going to bring that up. I don't know, but I guarantee you, some kid is going to use that.
Yes. No doubt.
That is a problem. That's why you have this domino effect, this shrapnel effect that just, I mean, listen, in some situations, what are you going to do? It's a pandemic. What do you want me to do? Your Honor, I don't know. I was trying to save his life, and he didn't like the fact that I was trying to save his life. You know, shame
but
on
it's
me.
It's his right. He's 18 years old. It's his right to go play somewhere.
So let him go.
So let him go. Like, I think they're probably...
To your point, Lou, you may need to have some sort of emergency clause saying, listen, if you don't like what we're doing, you can leave. But every team is kind of already set with their limit. So you're going to transfer to another school where they already have a limited amount of scholarships, and you're trying to convince this coach to give you a scholarship where they don't have any left. So in order to get one, you have to get rid of some other kid your school.
To much point, you're a preseason.
Oh, good luck.
Yeah, preseason projected, you know, drafts, right? Mid to late first round pick. You're preseason, right?
Yeah.
You don't play football because your conference refuses to play football. And now all of a sudden you go in the third round because the SEC played football.
It affects your
And all of a sudden
spot,
you're no longer the second corner in the draft. Or the first corner, or the linebacker. All of a sudden, now you're like the sixth or seventh best because six or seven linebackers or corners and played football this year, popped. And now you go from getting a first-round money to getting third or fourth-round money. Completely dropped out because you didn't play.
It's just amazing. We're just sitting here talking for the last, 35, 45 minutes, and we've come up with all these different issues that can come up. And who's going to have to, I guess, just, you know, be affected by it. Like, it's amazing. So I'm just sitting there going, all right, so there's no this, there's no that. I'm fast forwarding to the Senior Bowl. You may have you may have three different Senior Bowls because all these guys, because the Senior Bowl is different than some of these other All-Star games. You have to be invited, and it's usually it's more NFL oriented. So they get guys like Kyle Duggar. It's only seniors. So you can't be Trevor Lawrence last year and go to the Senior Bowl because it has to be a senior and you have to be invited. They may have a whole 3-week whole tournament to showcase these kids who could, because they'll have three times as many players.
Oy, what a nightmare
and
this is.
And a player's going to just drop out of school and say, I'm going to go just get ready.
That too.
Even locally, how many kids are going to move? How many families are going to move out of where they live? Like, say we don't do high school football in Massachusetts. Bet you have hundreds of kids move out of the state to go play somewhere. Find a place to go play high school football this year because their school's not playing. Yeah. I think that's going to be a factor, too. That's a local thing, not a college thing. But it has an impact on trying to get a scholarship for college next year.
You'd have to do what a lot of parents are doing. You forget it. My public school is not going to have school, or their curriculum, online curriculum, sucks. Okay? Well, then I'm going to go to private school.
If your kid was a junior or senior in high school and was, potentially a Division I athlete, now, granted, they're getting letters of intent as a sophomore year, but still, it's like, okay, maybe sophomore year. You'd be sitting there saying, oh, my God, there's no football, or there's no baseball, or there's no basketball or hockey. I got to go find somewhere where he can play. So maybe I do send him down to Florida or New or Jersey or wherever. Wherever's playing their sport, absolutely you would. Because, I mean, again, you're talking about college opportunities and just everything's an opportunity. And these college football players don't have an opportunity to kind of showcase what they can do and make a living in the NFL.
Well, this is changing by the hour. The college coaches and players are stepping up. We'll certainly talk about it. 617-779-7937. This hour of OMF brought to you by Cars for Kids, your number one charity for car donations. Maybe the biggest story of the year so far for the Red Sox has gone under the radar. We'll discuss coming up. It's Hour 3 OMF.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.